Pittsburgh, I love ya. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's cultural talk magazine, delivered digitally, straight up, shaken, and stirred. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Zafalo's Banquet and Event Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, one of the most beautiful and unique venues in the greater Pittsburgh area for weddings, corporate dinners, fundraisers, and more. Visit clubzafalo.com. Off the Wall Theater, enlivening, educating, and entertaining audiences in the Pittsburgh region. View their current season at insideoffthewall.com. Arcade Comedy Theater, hosting local and national comedians, sketch comedy, improv, and more. 811 Liberty Avenue, downtown. Be sure to like them on Facebook or find them at arcadecomedytheater.com. Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. You can learn more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. Hey, Nancy, we're talking about Good Kids today.
We are talking about Good
That's
Kids
today. That's the name
today.
Of the show.
That's the name of the show, Good Kids.
Well, I'm glad. We need Good Kids.
Well, this is probably not that show then for you.
All right, well, let me have a drink.
Well,
here.
I mean, that's sort of open for discussion. So it's called Good Kids. It is written by Naomi Izuka. It's directed by Lisa Jackson Shibetta and Kimberly Griffin, co-directors. Mm-hmm. And it is playing at the University of Pittsburgh Stages.
That's
in the downstairs. Yeah, it's in the Stephen Foster.
Of that Charity Randall thing.
Or, well, I call it Stephen Foster, but I think
Okay, so there's two theaters in there. Which one is the Charity Randall?
That's I think the upstairs.
Okay.
The downstairs, I think, is called Henry Heyman Theater.
You're right.
Which when I went to college was just a big open room a long time ago.
How far we've come.
So, Good Kids, I'm going to go with sort of my note on it. So here's the technical note of what the show is. It is social influences leading good kids to assault a classmate and post and share in social media the event. Right. And it is based on, to some degree, the Steubenville football players in Ohio that raped the girl and who had passed out.
So this must be a new, very new play.
It is a very new play. Yes, okay. It's a very new play. And it was written part of the Big Ten Theater Consortium commissioning playwrights it's called the New Play Initiative, and it is established to commission a program to support female playwrights and provide female theater students and professional actors with strong roles. And there's many women in this production. So, and there's I think five guys, but I think there's seven or eight women. So, so it's part of that new play Big Ten Theater Consortium project. And this is the first play of that. And this is clearly about an issue that is going on currently and in the news a lot because of social media. Because of how it's not just that there weren't assaults on campuses. It's that now those same good kids don't think anything about posting it and putting it out there for all the world to see, traumatizing the victim forever. Besides being actually caught from it, which is how I think those Steubenville boys were caught, is that they posted it and someone saw it. The story is Chloe, who was played by Brianna Wagner, who I love, who was in Stop Kiss, the first show I reviewed, and Dog in the Manger. She's brilliant. She's the girl who gets a little drunk and is at a party with good kids, who she doesn't really know anybody there, and she leaves with these four or five football players. And is assaulted. And then the play sort of unfolds on her perspective and her side, or he said, she said, what happened, different perspectives. But it's still all the other people around not doing anything either. Like, you know, there's the guy's version, which is, she was drunk, she wanted it, she was flirting. And then there's the girl's side, which is, she was passed out. You did these things to her and she was passed out and you put it on social media.
Yeah.
So the cool thing about the set is there are these long signs that they look like they were glass with hashtag words on it, like hashtag bad behavior or hashtag I was asking for it or hashtag. So that was sort of always in the background of what you're thinking. And it was really good sound. And then there was actually a part where she doesn't really know. She passed out. She wasn't sure what happened. And she goes to YouTube, which I'm not even sure would 100% have been on there still. But you hear the assault. She's watching it, but we're hearing it. And it was really, really powerful and upsetting at the same time. Mm-hmm. It was interesting. I think the point of the play for her was to spark conversation and dialogue when you left, and it did. It did for me. What could we do? What should we do? What could any of those people in that situation have done to help her? Maybe her friend who drove her there could have said, you know what? You're drunk. Let's go. Hmm. Or maybe not. Maybe that was her, you know, it definitely sparks a conversation. I know it's a really hard thing to review. I'm trying to think what else I want to say. What happens in that situation? And the other thing that was really great was, so the lighting and sound design, because that was really, you know, it's all, everybody has a phone and everybody's always popping things up and everybody's carrying that around and talking about it. And there's sort of this social, the moral voice who is the one who's friends with one of the guys who actually calls the police and says, hey, this is what they did. So there's a lot of social media things going on with their phones and laptops. And there's one of the actors is in a wheelchair and she's sort of telling the story too. The lighting was really great. So the lighting designer, did I write it? Yeah, lighting designer, Anna Marie Dugan, and the scenic design, Gianna Downs. And it was really well done that way. Technically, you know, because it's such a social media that we're seeing that,
yeah,
it was done really well. So kudos to them for that. But I don't know, you know, have you ever thought about what social media and that kind of, it's so different from my generation of being at a party and getting drunk in college and not really thinking about, well, nobody will know, or nobody saw that, or nobody did this, or who will know what those guys did or didn't
Well,
do.
Everybody sees everything now because everybody has a camera. And this is why I'm dumbfounded that nobody's captured Bigfoot. In closing, we would like to once again thank our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Off the Wall Theater, Cefalo's Banquet and Events Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, Arcade Comedy Theater, Downtown, and Bergvavant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. Find out more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. And be sure to follow Pittsburgh's Cultural Talk magazine online. You can find Bergvavant, the It in Pittsburgh, on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribe for free at www.bergvavant.com. This is Brian Edwards saying cheers and good night.